Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
Shopping mall. I wouldn't care about the isolation. I'm unconcerned about the Walking Dead. It's the end of the world.
Howdy, folks. Widget Walls here with your October 10th information for your Heads Up podcast. We're here to brief you briefly. Yes. About the titles that streeted the week of October 10th. And they may not have come out on the 10th, but that's when the majority of stuff streets is the Tuesday of every week. So you get certain comic books that come out on a Wednesday, like the End that we'll talk about here shortly for the Series of Unfortunate Events came out on Friday the 13th, naturally. But for the most part, everything streets on a Tuesday. So that's why we say the week of October 10th. So we're here to inform you about such things, and if you like what you hear and you want to know more, then along with this post where the podcast came from, there is a gallery of cover art from Amazon, and if you click on those and purchase through the site, our site, mind you, then we get some kickbacks, which is always nice, and which goes to offsetting the cost of maintaining the site, therapy bills, coffee, which we go through a lot of, you know, I mean, the expenses, they rack up. So we appreciate any help that you can provide. And as always, as I'm starting to remind folks, you have Christmas coming up. So for your Christmas shopping needs, please use the Amazon store. If you're looking for something that's not covered in the Heads Up, feel free to, if you scroll down a bit on the page, you'll find an Amazon search box. We get credit for that. And below that's a link to our Amazon portal, basically, is what you would call it. And we put on there some titles from friends of the site and other people that you might be interested in. So enough of the shilling. Let's get into, more shilling. So here's what we got to talk about for this week, or, well, for the week of the 10th. First up, from Hatchet Books and from Hatchet Audio, actually, we've got Echo Park from Michael Connelly. And for those of you who like, a quick detective read, then you might enjoy this. It's from his Harry Bosch series. And basically, our protagonist, our hero, Harry Bosch, he works in unsolved cases, right? So he's got his pet unsolved case that he's had on his desk for a while because he worked on it originally and never could get it to close. And then new evidence turns up because a guy says that he's the one who was the perpetrator of this case that's been aged and sitting on Harry's desk. And it turns out that Harry and his partner at the time might have fucked up and basically caused more people to die. So interesting dilemma, and thus the drama comes in. But basically, this hits hardback from Hatchet. It's, like I said, Michael Connelly's Echo Park. And it's available in not one, not two, but three different versions, mind you. I've got the hardback here in my hand, and there are also two different versions on audio. There is an abridged version, and then there is an unabridged version. Now, what's the difference? Well, the abridged version is 6 hours, and that is across five discs. And the unabridged is about 10.5 hours, and that's across, wait a minute, I have my finger over the number, 9 discs. There you go. So, and the difference in price is about $10. So, I don't know, for me, for an additional $10, I mean, you've already spent 30, right? It's $29.98 for the abridged and $39.98 for the unabridged. I'm like, look, if you're buying it, just go ahead. I mean, it's another $10, right? You get another 4.5 hours worth of stuff, and you get another 4 discs. So, you know, that seems like a no-brainer to me, but maybe you're pressed for time. I don't know. And here's the cool part and why I'm looking forward to catching this, if nothing else, is that the reader is Lynn Cariou, and we just actually posted something on the front page about him. It's the original Sweeney Todd reading this. So how freaking cool is that? So detective murder mystery type of thing read by the original Sweeney Todd. I'm in. So anyway, that is from three different ways to enjoy the book, all from Hatchet, and abridged, unabridged, or obviously unabridged in print for those of you who are still literate. How nice. So anyway, all of that is from Hatchet, so check that out if it's your thing. Now, since we're already on the subject of books, let's just skip over, like I said, to from Harper. We've got the 13th volume of A Series of Unfortunate Events and the last volume. And it's simply called The End, and that's from Lemony Snicket. But basically, the tale of the Baudelaire orphans comes to a close, and the we can't say exactly how much of the mystery is revealed, but it is certainly a little bit thicker than his other books. It hasn't grown by Harry Potter leaps and bounds, but it is a bit thicker. And if you have not picked up the Series of Unfortunate Events, you should give it a try. It's for really, really dark and disturbed children. And for dark and disturbed children who are masquerading as adults, because it's just really bizarre and weird, and he plays with vocabulary in strange and wonderful ways, and I love the dedication for this book here for The End. It just says, "For Beatrice, I cherished, you perished, the world's been nightmarished." I think that speaks volumes, actually. So if you have been enjoying the series, then you should grab this, because it just came out this past Friday, and it wraps up the series. And Cosette is going to basically blow through the whole series to remind herself about what happened before this one and do this. But she reads at like 600 words per minute. It's absolutely disgusting. She reads me out of house and home. So, but pick this up from Harper. It's just $13, and that's the cover price, so I'm sure you can get it at a discount now that it's new. And fans of the series and Lemony Snicket will want to check that out. And by the way, check out Daniel Handler's other books as well, because he is the Bruce Banner to Lemony Snicket's The Hulk. So he's still out there and still has his own stuff coming out. Also from Hatchett, and I put this on here because I know there's some fans of the Osbournes, not just, you know, Ozzy, but his entire crazy fucked up family on the site. So Sharon Osbourne has an autobiography out called Extreme. That sounds about right. And it's basically three CDs. It's abridged, and it's read by Sharon, so that should be perfectly entertaining. And honestly, I'm kind of interested in listening to this too, simply because, I mean, this is the woman who's turned her family's craziness and her husband's craziness into an empire. I mean, you know, let's face it, Ozzy Osbourne is beloved for his music, but now they've managed to take it to a whole new level with the Osbournes and everything else that's going on. I mean, I saw Kelly on an episode from, a year or 2 years ago on 8 out of 10 Cats. So they're all over the place, and people love them because they make us feel normal, don't they? So if you're interested in finding out more about the missus and how she can, put up with Ozzy, then you should grab this from Hatchett. And again, it's a nice quick read. It's clocking in at about 3.5 hours. So, and that's Sharon Osbourne Extreme, My Autobiography, read by the author. And we love it when it's read by the author. Okay, on the CD front, we got a couple of entries here. First up is American Hardcore, The History of American Punk Rock from 1980 to 1986. And this is from Rhino, and it is a soundtrack to the film from Sony Pictures Classics. And basically, it is exactly what it says it is. And it's got, well, pretty much who you would expect on here. You know, you got Black Flag, you got Bad Brains, you got DOA, you got Circle Jerks, Minor Threat. Basically, all of the usual suspects are on here. And basically, the film is chocked full of the live video and stuff that was just shot at the time, and some rare footage involved. So for fans of punk, if you're a huge fan of punk, I'm not aware that any of the stuff on here is like, you know, unreleased tracks or anything. So if you're a hardcore fan of, well, hardcore, then you probably already have all this. But if you just interested in, if you've seen the film or want to see the film and want to know more about the movement, then this would be a definite way to get started, a nice little primer on stuff. So anyway, American Hardcore, History of American Punk Rock from 1980 to 86, and that's from Rhino. And, look for the film, I guess, in limited release, and also on DVD, probably, where it'll have an excellent career of educating many. Okay, next up we've got Elegy of the Uprooting, and this album is from, and you know, oh, I think they sent this to me just so they could laugh at how I said the name. The composer is Greek, and name is, forgive me, Eleni, Eleni, Kara Indro, or Indru, I think. I don't know. God, I need pronunciation help. Kara Indrou. and that's from ECM Records, and it is basically a two-disc set that is a live recording of the film and theater music that Eleni has put together. And I hope I'm saying that right, Eleni. God, I'm so self-conscious about these freaking names. Anyway, but she's basically been a composer since the 70s, doing work for film and stage. And if you like film scores, it's just music in general. I mean, there's over 100 musicians that have been brought together to perform this. And as I understand it, there were multiple performances from which they pulled, you know, the best bits and put it together on this two-disc set from ECM. So again, that's Elegy of the Uprooting. And for those who don't know her work, it's a great primer. So check it out. Anyway, our last CD here is Platinum Weird, and the album is Make Believe. And I have to give them credit. You really should go and check out the Wikipedia entry. But basically, what they've done is they've pulled a Century. Basically, they've created a band that was supposed to have begun in the 1970s, and give it a backstory that predates Dave Stewart. And of course, Dave Stewart, mind you, is half of the Eurythmics. For those of you who don't know, there was Annie Lennox, who was the redhead with the cows in the video, right? And Dave Stewart was the other half of the Eurythmics. And so basically, it's Dave Stewart and a new musician by the name of Kara. And oh God, what is it with me and names? Kara Diuguardi, I think. I might have gotten that right, eh? But basically, they supposedly there was another partner that Dave had worked with back in 1974 and put together an album that was never released. And now he has been inspired to bring it back and release the never before released album from 1974, which is Make Believe. And then there is going to be a new album that comes out in 2007. But the backstory of this is absolutely fascinating, that they've fabricated to draw attention to themselves and more power to them. So this is from Interscope. You know, like I said, look it up on Wikipedia and check it out. It's as interesting for the backstory and the discussion of how they set it up and how it was conceived. That's as interesting as the evidence that the Wikipedia folks put forward to say, well, here's how we know that it's a hoax, because this doesn't jibe with this, and there's a camera from this date that's supposed to be from 1974, didn't appear till 3 years later, that appears in this photo, and all kinds of crazy shit like that that lets you know that really you do have a life, you know, and that you should be glad that you do. But I'm absolutely fascinated by anybody who tries to put together something like this to promote themselves. So good on them. And basically, it's as the Wikipedia article says, what happens when two songwriters show up to are brought together to write songs for the Pussycat Dolls and wind up doing songs that sound like they could be done by Fleetwood Mac. Now, when you go from Pussycat Dolls to Fleetwood Mac, to me, that makes me want to buy the album right there. So that's Make Believe by Platinum Weird. It's out from Interscope. So check it out, you know, especially if you like Dave Stewart's stuff. And I want to know what he's been up to. Okay, first up, from our friends at Paramount, we've got the Andy Melanaka Show. And I think I actually got that name right. I don't know. Watch me get every other name right, and that's the one that I got wrong. Anyway, so this is the second season of his show. And basically, this aired on MTV2. And it's a story of Andy and whatever comes out of his fevered brain, including skits with guest stars like Seth Green and Jimmy Kimmel and such. And his neighbors from where he lives in the Queens area. But some of it's nonsense bordering on Dadaism. So, you know, if just weird shit is your thing, then you should probably check this out because it's just terribly odd. What you've got on here as far as special features go is commentary on every episode with Andy and his cast of misfits. You've got some unaired skits, outtakes, and a music video for season 2. And I understand season 3 will be airing next year. So for fans of the show, you're going to want to pick this up. It's a total of 8 episodes across 2 discs. And again, that's from Paramount. As we hurtle towards Christmas, it's time for yet another version of Bad Santa from Dimension Films. And of course, this is with Billy Bob Thornton, John Ritter, and Bernie Mac. And this is the director's cut of the film that's supposed to have a new audio commentary from director Terry Zwigoff. Oh, I got it. And editor Robert Hoffman. There's also deleted and alternate scenes, behind-the-scenes featurette, and outtakes. Now that there's 3 versions of this out, let me try and tell you what I know about what's different with this one. Like I said, the commentary Zweigoff and Hoffman did a commentary on a previous version, but this is supposed to be a new commentary. That's what I'm seeing here. It doesn't say anything about, with this director's cut, there being much in the way of new footage that you haven't seen before. Because remember, there was an unrated version that came out before that, interestingly enough, supposedly clocked in at 88 minutes, whereas the original version, I understand, at least I'm going from what's on Amazon here, and then at least on this stuff, they're normally fairly accurate because people can't go in and fuck with it. But the original version was 91 minutes, and the unrated version was supposed to have 5 extra minutes of unrated footage, which, as we all know, just means they didn't go back to the MPAA to get it rated, thus making it, ooh, unrated. So, and this version that I've got on here, the director's cut, is 88 minutes, which makes me wonder, did they actually go back and get the MPAA to look at those 5 minutes so they would be happy? Because this one's R, this one's rated R. Or what? I have no idea. So I'm not exactly sure what makes this the director's cut. Maybe he had director's cut before, and now it's just the director approved, and it's got a signature on here, just so they can call it, you know, director's cut. Because let's face it, there's 3 freaking versions of this out there. So if you liked the film, you might want to rent this first, just to see if the new commentary is worth snagging on top of the other versions that you have. And see if there's enough in there, because, you know, 5 minutes, I don't know if that's going to be enough for you. But so that's that, the Bad Santa director's cut from Dimension. So trying to keep what little we know about the various versions straight. And I'm sure there'll probably be a 2-disc something version that comes out for next year's Christmas. Next, also for Paramount, we've got Black Rain with Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia, Kate Capshaw. This is the special collector's edition. And it's actually got some decent features on here. But you may recall, this is Michael Douglas as he's basically a cop from New York that's gone to Japan and is having to deal with being basically the fish out of water. So it's kind of like Lost in Translation with guns. No, I'm kidding. But basically, you've got, this is Ridley Scott, right? So visually, it's amazing. And it's kind of an underrated film. I remember seeing this. I think I saw this on video when it first came out rather than in the theater. But it's a decent flick, and it's kind of forgotten in the Ridley Scott pantheon, his filmography. So it'd be interesting to rediscover this again, because, you know, that's Michael Douglas. He makes pretty much anything at least worth watching. So the features that I was talking about, you've got commentary from Scott, the director. And if, for those of you who don't know, Ridley Scott commentaries are always enjoyable. If you have not checked out his multiple commentaries that he's done on, for example, Gladiator, you really should, because he's a hoot. And he doesn't pull any punches. My favorite is in the Gladiator commentary, where he's talking about how they reuse the same room for, like, the throne room, the Senate room, and like the Imperial bedroom, I think. And he was just talking about, yeah, we just put in a curtain over here and you know, threw some chairs over there, and we were fine. And he's talking about giving directors shit for spending money they don't need to. So I thought that was fascinating. So anyway, so his commentaries are always good. So I'm looking forward to this one. And basically, you've got a pretty extensive behind the scenes kind of making of featurette that's in 4 parts. So that's pretty sweet. That's the special collector's edition of Black Rain with Michael Douglas, and that's out from Paramount. Next, we've got from Acorn Media, a pretty hefty, hefting it for weight here, version of Brideshead Revisited, and it's the 25th Anniversary Collector's Edition. And the reason that you want to see this is it's got Jeremy Irons and Anthony Andrews. So anything with Jeremy Irons is instantly watchable. So that is the law, the Jeremy Irons law of heads up, basically. So you've got, this is the complete 11th episode series, and it clocks in at just under... well, there's about an hour each, so it comes in at just about 660 minutes here. But basically, if somebody was wondering, I think it was Ken was asking me this, where's Brideshead and why do people seem to feel the need to keep revisiting it? So, you know, answer that for yourselves. But basically, in addition to Irons and Andrews, you've also got, check this out, you've got Claire Bloom, right? You've got Sir John Gielgud, and you've got Laurence Olivier. So why don't you already have this, you know? That makes it doubly worth checking out. But, you know, Acorn normally does a good job on putting out series, but this, they've really outdone themselves, and this truly is a collector's edition. As you can probably tell, I'm never fond of collector's editions. They come out and they say collector's edition, and there's really nothing collectible about them. It's really just not, you're like, why? But this, check this out. You've got a 50-minute revisiting Brideshead documentary. All right, that's from what I can tell, this is brand new. You've got commentaries on two of the episodes. Jeremy Irons is around for the first episode commentary, along with Diana Quick and Nicholas Grace. And Anthony Andrews is around for the commentary on episode 4 with Dirk Granger. So Jeremy, I don't know that Jeremy Irons has done a commentary. I certainly haven't heard one. You would think I would have listened to one of those. But you've also got outtakes, a guide, a gallery, production notes, and so forth and so on. So if you're familiar with the series, you're familiar with the original novel, and you're interested at all, you should definitely check this out from Acorn Media, because the cast is incredible, and I'm looking forward to listening to these commentaries. Congratulations, Acorn, for putting out an actual collector's edition and not trying to screw with us from a marketing standpoint. Sweet. Next up, we've got from New Line Home Entertainment, The Butterfly Effect 2. And yes, this is a direct-to-video sequel. And basically, it's what we've seen happen with a lot of direct-to-video stuff and even some theatrical releases. It's basically the same premise, that you got a guy who can go back in time and basically alter the past and change his future, right? But whereas before, there was the way that Ashton Kutcher was doing it, so that he was able to go back in time and steal Bruce Willis's wife. No, wait, I'm confused, sorry. But no, he was able to go back in time. This guy just starts having headaches and seizures and stuff and going back in time and trying to make things better and alter this terrible thing that's happened. And of course, you know, we've read The Monkey's Paw, right? We know what that causes. That way lies madness. But basically, so if you enjoyed, the first one and don't mind perhaps a little adverse video action with this one, you might want to check it out. It might be worth a rental. And Halloween's coming, and so you can always use a cheesy B-movie flick for Halloween, right? So special features, you've got an audio commentary from the director and co-producer and a featurette. And that's The Butterfly Effect 2, Flap Harder. No, I'm kidding. From New Line Home Entertainment. So if that's your thing, be sure and check it out. Next up, from the folks at Comedy Central and Paramount, we've got a live stand-up bit from Carlos Mencia. And I had no idea who Carlos Mencia was, and I think Doc mentioned him to me at one point. Doc and Dindrain mentioned that I should watch him because he was quite amusing. And I actually watched most of the first season of Mind of Mencia and was extremely entertained. He is just a very funny bastard. And so this, you've got it is an hour-long stand-up special, and there's a separate version that comes with 20 minutes of new material. And that's Carlos Mencia, let me give you the title, Carlos Mencia, No Strings Attached, Live, Extended, and Uncensored. And it is certainly that. So if you have not checked this out, if you're a fan of Mind of Mencia or Carlos Mencia, you might want to check this out. And if you don't know who Carlos Mencia is, I'm not going to tell you to run out and buy this because, you could, he is an equal opportunity offender. Let's put it that way. But you should definitely watch, tune into like Comedy Central, grab an episode of Mind of Mencia. And if it's your thing, then you should check this out because this will probably be your thing as well. And again, that's from Comedy Central and from Paramount. From our friends at Brentwood BCI, there's the first half of the complete series of Defenders of the Earth. And this is probably ringing a bell with you, but let me help remind you. This was the animated series in which you had Flash Gordon, Mandrake the Magician, and the Phantom team up to basically, well, they're the defenders of the Earth, so they're defending Earth, right? And the fourth member of this group is Lothar, who is Mandrake's bodyguard. But basically, you've got the four of them and their four kids who are going and saving the Earth from Ming the Merciless. So great idea and concept. You know, hey, as long as you've got the rights for a bunch of characters, let's make a Justice League out of them and have them kick some butt. That works for me. I'm actually surprised that this doesn't happen more often. And you've seen this, let's combine a bunch of stuff and try to sell it. Disney's doing it now with stuff like the Disney Princesses, and I think they're doing that with Disney Fairies and stuff like that. I'm surprised there's not some kind of Disney Heroes animated series with a bunch of stuff, a bunch of different heroes from the different movies, teaming up to, who knows, I don't know, fight Jafar and fight Scar and God knows what else. I'm surprised they haven't done that. But basically taking characters that you know and putting them into other situations, Disney has done that with like Tailspin, Rescue Rangers and stuff. But Defenders of the Earth, Volume 1, as always with the animated series that Brentwood BCI puts out, the special features are quite choice. You've got interviews with the creators. There's commentary on the first episode. There's an animated storyboard full length for one of the episodes. There's also the original presentation pilot for the series that had alternate characters. So if you're a fan of this, you definitely want to check that out. I'm a big fan of what if type of things with the television and film. There's a bonus episode of Flash Gordon on here. And also there is the DVD ROM. You've got scripts, storyboards, and the complete series Bible, which is sweet. So if you liked the show, then you're definitely going to check this out. There are 5 discs here, 33 episodes. So that's pretty massive. This is one half. The second half, I'm sure, will be out in the near future. So, again, that's from Brentwood BCI. Check it out if you're a fan. Next up from Anchor Bay, we've got a couple of animated Eloise discs here. There is Me Eloise, and then there is, of course, for Christmas, Eloise Little Miss Christmas. And this is kind of sad because she lives in the plaza, and the plaza isn't really the plaza anymore. I mean, at least they didn't, you know, get it torn down or anything like that, but it's certainly not what it once was. And for those of you who don't know what the plaza is, go watch Arthur, for God's sake. With Me Eloise, you've got her and a new friend running around the plaza. And then Little Miss Christmas, she decides to put on a bit of a Christmas show there in the plaza. And what's cool about this is that you've got Lynn Redgrave and Tim Curry as two of the voices on both discs. So that's sweet. Also on these, because you should teach your children the glory of widescreen, there are full-frame versions, yes, but there are widescreen versions, and we don't speak of full-frame. So that is excellent. Kudos to Anchor Bay for putting the widescreen on here. There's a sing-along song, there's DVD-ROM activities, and a featurette on taking the Eloise character from paper and bringing her to the screen. So if you have a kid who is fans of the series of books of Eloise, then you should check these out from Anchor Bay. It's Me, Eloise, and Eloise, Little Miss Christmas. Next up, we've got the 25th anniversary edition of The Fox and the Hound. And this is basically, it's got a sneak peek for the sequel, which, of course, you knew was coming. But, you know, for those of you who don't remember, it's a young fox and a young hound who become friends. And this was one of the last films to include the old regime of Disney before they passed into, a bunch of films that, shall we say, weren't quite as good. But this is, I find this still enjoyable. If you don't already own the DVD, then this one is worth picking up. No commentary, sadly, which is kind of weird. And it only comes in full screen, which I don't understand at all. So that's a huge problem for me. But what you do have is you have games, DVD storybook, you've got a making of, which is unfortunately pretty short, art gallery, and a couple of bonus shorts like Lambert the Sheepish Lion. There's also a sing-along song on here as well. So if you don't already own a copy of this, this would be worth grabbing because your kids are going to like it. It's actually still good Disney. And, it's just tremendously cute, and little kids are going to enjoy it. And, if you like the film, then you'll want to revisit it with this. It's just kind of a shame that they couldn't come out with a widescreen version of it. Anyway, again, that's The Fox and the Hound 25th Anniversary Edition from Disney. Next up, we have the sequel to Garfield, Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. And basically, Garfield goes to Britain, where he is mistaken for another cat who is supposed to be the heir to a castle. And what makes this interesting is that you've got Bill Murray, who's voicing Garfield and getting a paycheck, for which we're grateful. And he's mistaken for another cat, voiced by Tim Curry, and the villain of the piece is Billy Connolly. So, torn between really not interested in a Garfield movie, honestly, because, really, Garfield, really, it's just not that funny. But this production from Fox has enough of a cast in it to make me curious. So they were very wise. They were very smart in putting this out like this so that they're actually tempting me to watch a Garfield film. I mean, Billy Connolly, you got to see it for Billy, right? So dastardly they are. Basically, you've got full screen and extended widescreen versions on the disc, a featurette with creator Jim Davis, a comic strip, and some games and such. So it's not exactly Criterion level stuff, but it is Garfield 2. So if you like the first film, the extra cast is sure to give a bit of a kick in the pants to it and make it even better. Like I said, for Tim Curry voicing anything in Billy Connolly makes it worth at least a rental. So check that out. That's out from Fox. Okay, also from Fox, through Key Video, we've got the Latin Legends of Comedy, which is basically taking, you've got this whole deal of taking a bunch of comics and making a concert film out of it. This is basically it with three classic Hispanic comedians. You've got J.J. Ramirez, Joe Vega, and Angel Salazar. So we were talking about Carlos Mencia earlier. Basically, these are the guys that were around before Mencia. So if you're not familiar with their stuff, you might want to rent this to check it out. But you've got about 90 minutes of running time here, so some good stand-up for you if you want to check that out. And again, that's the Latin Legends of Comedy, and that's out from Fox and Key Video. Okay, BBC has got the first two seasons of My Family hitting Region 1 DVD for the first time. And basically, it is your typical sitcom with a British twist, which means, in other words, it's good and funny. But basically, you've got the father is a dentist who is a bit of a misanthrope, which, you know, I like him already. And the mother is a control freak and bad cook who wants to basically run everyone's lives, especially those of her children. And between them and their three kids, hilarity ensues. You've got the six episodes on the first set, and then there are 13 episodes on the second set. No special features to speak of, but the fact that it's actually hitting DVD for the first time in this country should speak volumes to fans of the show who previously were having to grab Region 2 discs from across the pond and make do, or try and wait for it to run on BBC America, which, honestly, I don't know how anybody can watch stuff on BBC America, because I never know when anything is going to show. By the time I figure out, oh, something's on that I want to watch, like the Fast Show, just when I got hooked on the Fast Show, they quit showing the Fast Show. So what the fuck, you know. Anyway, so, but this is My Family. You should definitely check it out. Rent it if you have not seen it or can't catch it on BBC America, and that's from BBC Home Video. Okay, from Paramount, we've got the second season of Numbers, the show that I'm sure is loved by mathematics professors and teachers everywhere, because it actually shows that, in a world of computers and calculators, that math can be used for something. And honestly, I probably would have enjoyed this series back when I was in middle school and high school, because I hated math because I had really shitty teachers. I mean, no, really shitty teachers. They might have been brilliant. You know what I'm talking about? I actually had a teacher who was... could probably do like square roots of 9-digit numbers or something in her head, but she couldn't teach you worth a flying fornication at a rolling donut. I mean, it was just absolutely terrible. So it wasn't until like college that I actually figured out, hey, I don't suck at math, and I actually had a teacher who could teach me math. It was great. I actually didn't feel like so much of a dumbass. And that feeling has just kind of drifted over the years, and now I'm back to feeling like a dumbass about so many other things. Anyway, Numbers. So this is the second season of Numbers. Like I said, it's from Paramount. And basically, for those who don't know, it's two brothers. One, you've got an FBI agent, and the other is a math professor. And the math guy basically uses his math superpowers, well, not really superpowers, but his math prowess, shall we say, to help his brother solve crimes. But basically, you've got 24 episodes from the second season here. There are, I believe, 8 commentaries from various and sundry members of the cast and crew. 8 commentaries on 8 episodes, and 2 behind-the-scenes bits. And for fans of the show, you're going to want to pick it up for the commentaries alone, or at least give it a rental. So second season of Numbers, like I said, all 24 episodes, and that is from Paramount. Next up from BBC, we've got Only Fools and Horses, the complete Series 7. And for those who don't know, it's about the Trotter family, who are constantly trying to come up with a get-rich-quick scheme, or a get-rich-relatively-quick scheme that usually backfires on them because their planning isn't great. Although by this point in the series, they've added love interests, and it's become a bit more drama. Well, comedy, but there's still some drama involved, what with comings and goings of various characters and such. For those who don't know the show, this 3-disc set probably isn't the place you want to start. You want to go back to the beginning and catch up. But for fans of the series, you're going to be pleased to know it's available on Region 1 DVD. It comes with basically nothing in the way of actual features, but it does come with 6 episodes from the 7th series, plus the 1990 Christmas special Rodney Come Home, which comes on its separate disc. So like I said, start from the beginning if you don't know it. If you do, then grab this Series 7 from BBC Home Video. Next up from New Line Home Entertainment, we've got A Prairie Home Companion. And they covered all their bases with this one, because you've got a cast that looks like it's from a Robert Altman film. And it is a Robert Altman film. Basically, you've got, the fans of the radio show are going to want to see this. Fans of Garrison Keillor are going to want to see this. And, I mean, Christ, look at this cast. Kevin Kline, Lily Tomlin, Meryl Streep, Woody Harrelson, John C. Reilly, Tommy Lee Jones, God, Christ, everyone, is there anyone that's not in this? My God. Anyway, but basically it is a fictionalized performance of one of their shows with all bunch of backstory put in for their final broadcast. And I thought it was a bit of a shame that they didn't have Garrison Keillor front and center instead of Kevin Kline. But as Ken pointed out, you know, nobody knows what Garrison Keillor looks like, most likely, because, I mean, it is a radio show, right? I mean, the hardcore fans will probably know. But still, I mean, it's his show, right? But anyway, and what's interesting is that Paul Anderson Paul Thomas Anderson was actually tapped to be the director who would step in if Robert Altman, because of his age, couldn't direct anymore. And what's interesting is I was looking on the back here, and you would have figured they would have given him some credit in the actual credits, but I'm sure in the credit, you know, at the end, they probably list him. I just thought that was amusing. Anyway, so for fans of the radio show or people who love this cast, and how could you not, you definitely want to check this out from New Line. I did not catch this in the theater, and this just came in, so I'm looking forward to grabbing it. But basically, you've got documentary for behind the scenes, some additional scenes, and now this is cool, a commentary with Kevin Kline and Robert Altman. So that would be worth listening to, if nothing else. So rental, if nothing else, but fans of the show, you're going to want to buy it. Next up from Paramount, we've got Save the Last Dance 2, which originally when I heard that this was coming out, I thought, well, it's kind of what we discussed with The Butterfly Effect and many other sequels, that it's basically the same story told over again. But no, this is an actual sequel, with the character that was originated by Julia Stiles, now being played by a different actress, who has moved on to Juilliard and has to deal with a new love interest who is a Juilliard dropout, and you know, the constant pull between ballet and the hip-hop style of dancing, and what is she going to do? So for fans of the first film, you might want to check this out, because it's not the first film over again. It's not a essential remake of the first film masquerading as a sequel. But basically, you've got a behind-the-scenes featurette with the cast and crew and such, and that's your only real bonus feature. But like I said, the young girl contingent who has a lot of buying power probably already owns this, or has at least checked it out as a rental. So be aware that that is out from Paramount. Next up, from the folks at Touchstone Television and Buena Vista Home Entertainment, we've got the fourth season of Scrubs, and fans of the show are going to want to snag this because the show is pretty damn funny. I am woefully behind on watching episodes, as Ken constantly reminds me and beats me up about. But you've got basically three discs here with all 25 episodes. There's also two commentaries, one with Zach Braff and the other one with Sarah Chalk. There's also a bunch of featurettes along with deleted scenes and more. So if you're a fan, you're going to want to snag this from Buena Vista Entertainment. Next up from Acorn Media, we've got Sword of Honor, which is from Evelyn Waugh, the author of Brideshead Revisited. And this is the World War II story of a guy who comes home and to get in on the British Army and fight the Nazis, and has to deal with his personal life as well. Now, why is this of interest? Because it has Daniel Craig in it, who is the new James Bond. And for those of you who don't know, you know, there's been a lot of hullabaloo about can he be Bond? And I think based on the most recent trailer, I think we'd have to say yes. But you should take a look at the other stuff that he's done, like Layer Cake and like this, to get a feel for what he can do. I have not cracked this open myself, but I like Daniel Craig, so I think it's going to be worth at least a rental because of that. It's in two volumes, and it clocks in at just over 3 hours. So that's Sword of Honor, and that is out from Acorn Media. Next from Universal, we've got Waist Deep, which, if you recall from Which Goes Off when we were going through the box office, actually had a really decent showing. So I'm now, you know, didn't get a chance to see it in the theater, so I'm actually interested in checking it out here now that we've got it on DVD, starring Tyrese Gibson. And he's having to deal with, you know, he's ex-con, trying to go legit, legit as in legitimate, and basically his son gets kidnapped, and so he has to take matters into his own hands in order to protect his son. So Tyrese Gibson, we've always thought, I mean, we cast him in our Doom Dreamcast, so we always thought that he would be worth watching and stuff. So I'd be interested to check this out. As far as bonus features goes, you've got you've got deleted scenes, you've got scene analysis, a featurette, and also some music video action. So that's Waist Deep with Tyrese Gibson, and that's from Rogue Pictures and Universal. Last but not least, we've got the second season of Wondershowzen, which is, from what I've seen of the show, just absolutely disturbed. And really, these people need serious help. This is out from Paramount, and it just amuses me how you know, how often on the packaging for this, they're like, not for children, not for children. By the way, did we say that this was not for children? Even though you open it up and it's like a little golden book from hell. It's even got This Wonder Shows and DVD Belongs To and a place for you to write your name. And it's, of course, it's all very wrong. This comes with 8 episodes and special features such as commentaries. There's commentary on 2 separate episodes. The story activity book that is in here that it's just absolutely fucking terrifying. Games, outtakes, and more. So if you're familiar with the show, then you're going to want to pick this up. If you're not, then you're going to be terrified if you pick this up. So you should probably watch it or rent it first, because this really is kind of like, it's just really terrifying and weird and twisted and probably up the alley of most of the people that read this site. So we dump that into the bin with the others, and that is it for October 10th. So thank you very much for listening and for bearing with us. We are now we are only 2 days behind. Sweet. So we should be caught up on the 10/17, and maybe we'll get the Weekend Justice out before that, but we should definitely be caught up by this weekend, and then we can all get on with our lives and be free to live a life of religious fulfillment. So it just falls to me to thank you again, and to thank the Sprites for the use of their song George Romero. Please go check them out and toss them some coin, because they are lovely people, all of them. And be sure to stay close to the site, because as we finally get caught up on all this stuff with our podcasts, we'll actually have time to roll out some other stuff that could be of interest to you. So again, thanks so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I'm thinking, maybe we got a good thing going in. Maybe we shouldn't be in such a hurry to leave.